LNS catalog number 2044.
The hunger chatter of the young, growls by adult birds, and then a what you might call a dread, D-R-E-A-D, when all the herons fly away on the arrival of an African hawk eagle, Haraitis spilogaster, and then fly back making alighting calls. This dread will be announced. For details of all this, see my paper on this species in the Journal of the East African Natural History Society for January 1963. The hunger chatter by the young, by the way, is a hopeful kind of a call which the young make when they're expecting to be fed and can become trusted to a sort of squawky squeal, which I haven't got a decent record of, which they make when they're dissatisfied. Kick-kick-kick-kick noise is a typical hunger call of the young. Any deeper groans and so forth are liable to be made by adults, usually. Incidentally, the smaller young have a higher and reedier hunger chatter than the older young. Prolonged caw calls on the part of an adult are quite abnormal, and I think may have been caused by the sight of the African hawk eagle, which preys on the herons close by before all the herons flew away, as you'll hear in a moment or two.
Thank you.
This is an abnormally accelerated rate of call by the young. I don't know why at all, unless it was something to do with excitement caused by the arrival of the eagle. I don't know. Now, the African hawk eagle has been seen flying by the herons, and it is a flying eagle that they're particularly afraid of, and they all fly off with shrieks of alarm while the African hawk eagle lands on one of the nests and begins eating the young herons there. Oddly enough, once the African hawk eagle has seated itself at the nests, the old herons don't seem to mind it so much, and here they are, all coming back to the heronry with their lighting calls, quack, 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 like that. Last hush call, kah, was an alarm call.